Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music is a bit different in style than we usually employ. We just heard Task Force by Brian Eno from his recording Music for Films on EMI Records. By now, I'm sure many of you have watched Ken Burns and Lynn Novick's massive documentary on Vietnam. It has probably sparked many conversations around dinner tables, in taverns, and in living rooms. I watched, too, as this was my time as well. Although I did not serve, I was influenced by everything happening around me in the years leading up to my high school graduation in 1970. I struggled to keep my student deferment in college with a draft number of 91. While all that was going on, I was probably most influenced by the music of the time. I watched the documentary with my ear focusing on the music bed. I decided this week to present my own soundtrack, featuring some selections that were featured in the film, but others that were missed. This is my soundtrack to Vietnam. We'll open with Mike Bloomfield's great band, The Electric Flag, and Howlin' Wolf's classic, Killin' Floor, from A Long Time Comin' on Columbia Records, released in March of 1968. My soundtrack to Vietnam on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I speak tonight for the dignity of man and the destiny of man.
A long time ago. Yes, I should have quit you, baby. A long time ago. You know I wouldn't be here now, people. Down on the killing floor. If I'd have listened to my second mind. Mind. You know I wouldn't be here now, people, down on the killing floor. Second mind. Well, you know I wouldn't be here now, people. Down
come to Mexico with me. Yes, I should have gone on when my friend said come to Mexico with me. Well, you know I wouldn't be here now, people, down on the 10th floor.
Better than all.
This is The Sing Out, Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week, I'm supplying you with my soundtrack to Ken Burns and Lynn Novick's Vietnam film. And if you really want to have a great time sometime, get a good copy of Notorious Bird Brothers. It comes on CD, that's good enough. And put the headphones on. It's an amazing recording. Amazing recording. We heard Draft Morning. And the sound effects included there came from Firesign Theater. Notorious Bird Brothers from 1968 on Columbia Records. Before that, a tune that was written about the nuclear arms race, Morning Dew from Bonnie Dobson and Her Boys, her recording from just a couple of years ago, Take Me for a Walk in the Morning Dew, and that's on Hornbeam Records. And before that, from the very first Peter, Paul, and Mary recording, we heard Cruel War, The Cruel War is Raging, that's on Warner Brothers Records. And we let off that set with The Electric Flag, an American music band, and they're recording A Long Time Coming, and the lead-off track from their first album, Killin' Floor, that's on Columbia Records. I'm offering you my soundtrack to the Vietnam documentary this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. And you got to listen to Creedence Clearwater if you're listening to music from that time. Here's Fortunate Son from Creedence Clearwater and Willie and the Poor Boys on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. All at once, the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, "Turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on." And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said to push on. Well, I'm not going to point anymore, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Got a letter from LBJ, it said, "This is your lucky day, it's time to put your khaki trousers on. Though it may seem very queer, we've got no job to give you here, so we are sending you to Vietnam." Lyndon Johnson told the nation, "Have no fear of escalation, I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese." I jumped off the old troop ship and sank in mud up to my hips. I cussed until the captain called me down. Never mind how hard it's raining, think of all the ground we're gaining. Just don't take one step outside of town. Lyndon Johnson told the nation, "Have no fear of escalation, I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese." Every night the local gentry slip out past the sleeping sentry, they go out to join the old VC. In their nightly little dramas, they put on their black pajamas and come lobbing mortar shells at me. But Lyndon Johnson told the nation, "Have no fear of escalation, I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese." We'd go around in helicopters like a bunch of big grasshoppers searching for the Viet Cong in vain. They left the note that they had gone, they had to get down to Saigon, their government positions to maintain. And Lyndon Johnson told the nation, "Have no fear of escalation, I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese." Well, here I sit in this rice paddy, wondering about Big Daddy, and I know that Lyndon loves me so. Yet how sadly I remember way back yonder in November when he said I'd never have to go. But Lyndon Johnson told the nation, "Have no fear of escalation, I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese."
And so once again, my dear Johnny, my dear friend, and so once again, you are fighting us all. And when I ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry, and I follow, my friend. How did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum. You say I have turned like the enemies you've earned, but I can remember all the good things you are. And so I ask you please, can I help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, what time is this to trade the handshake for the fist? And so once again, oh, America, my friend. And so once again, you are fighting us all. And when we ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry, and we fall. Oh, my friend, how did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say we have turned like the enemies you've earned, but we can remember all the good things you are. And so we ask you please, can we help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, we have all come to fear the beating of your drum.
Everywhere I hear the sound of marching, charge, speed, boy.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1741. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week is just a little bit different. It's from the recording Music for Films by Brian Eno, and we heard Patrolling Wire Borders. That's on EMI Records. And before Brian, we heard from the Stones, from Beggar's Banquet and Street Fightin' Man, a tune that was included in the documentary. That's on Abco Records. And before that, from Joni Mitchell from Clouds, we heard The Fiddle and the Drum. That's on Reprise Records. And before that, a classic, Lyndon Johnson, Told the Nation, from Ain't That News by Tom Paxton. That's on Elektra Records. And before that, Pete Seeger and Waist Deep in the Big Muddy, from the recording of the same name on Columbia Records. He recorded that in 1966. And we let off that set with Creedence Clearwater Revival and Fortunate Son from Willie and the Poor Boys on Fantasy Records. The early summer of 1970, I was very fortunate to see Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young in concert right after Ohio was released. Kent State happened on the 4th of May, 1970. They recorded Ohio on the 21st of May in 1970. I saw them early in June of 1970. Here's Neil Young in his solo version of his song Ohio on the Sing Out radio magazine. Thank you.
soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming. Ford did in Ohio.
Tell me that there's danger to this land you call your own, and you watch them build the war machines right beside your home, and you tell me that you're ready to go marching to the war. Oh, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Before you pack your rifle, go sail across the sea. Just think upon the southern part of land that you call free. Oh, there's many kinds of slavery, and we've found many more. Yes, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? And before you walk out on your job in answer to the call, just think about the millions who have no job at all. And the men who wait for handouts with their eyes upon the floor. Oh, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? And read your morning papers, read every single line, and tell me if you can believe that simple world you find. Read every slanted word till your eyes are getting sore. Yes, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Listen to your leaders, the ones that won the race, as they stand there right before you and lie into your face. If you ever try to buy them, you know what they stand for. I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Put ragged clothes upon your back and sleep upon the ground, and tell police about your rights as they drag you down, and ask them as they lead you to some deserted door. Yes, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? But the hardest thing I'll ask you, if you will only try, is take your children by their hands and look into their eyes. And there you'll see the answer you should have seen before. If you'll win the wars at home, there'll be no fighting anymore.
We'll be right back. generals, let's move fast. Your big chances come at last. Now you go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is the one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when we've blown them all to kingdom come.
And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
Well, come on, mothers throughout the land, won't you back your boys off to Vietnam? Come on, fathers, and don't hesitate. Hey, send your sons off before it's too late. You can be the first ones in your block to have your boy come home in a box.
And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
So I told him that he'd better shut his mouth and do his job like a man. And he answered, "Listen, Father, I will never kill another." He thinks he's better than his brother that died. What the hell does he think he's doing to his father who brought him up right? Take your place on the great Mandela as it moves through your brief moment of time. Win or lose now, you must choose now. And if you lose, you're only losing your life. The jailer not to bother with his meal of bread and water today. He is fasting till the killing's over. He's a martyr, he thinks he's a prophet. But he's a coward, he's just playing a game. He can't do it, he can't change it. It's been going on for 10,000 years. Take your place on the great Mandela. Still in his cell, death has gagged his accusations. We are free now, we can kill.
We're not guilty.
your place on the great Mandela as it moves through your brief moment of time. Win or lose, now you must choose now. And if you lose, you've only wasted your life.
In my heart I will wait by the stony gate, and the little one in my arms will sleep. Every rising of the seasons roll by, and we build our own sky. In my heart I will wait by the stony gate, and the little one in my arms will sleep.
Stars in your sky are the stars in mine, and both prisoners of this life are we. Through the same troubled waters we carry our time. A good thing to know, on the outside or in, to answer not where, but just who I am. 'Cause the stars in your sky are the stars in
turn on the wind to all.
until then, I will sit and I'll wait by the stony gate. And the little one beneath the trees will
was End of a Holiday from Fairport Convention's recording What We Did on Our Holidays, the final track on the vinyl version of it, written by Simon Nickel. I don't know how appropriate it is for a Vietnam program, but it always makes me feel better when I hear it. That's on Island Records. And before that, from Joan Baez recording One Day at a Time, we heard a song for David, for her husband at the time, David Harris, who was a draft evader. That's on Vanguard Records. And before that, we heard from Peter, Paul, and Mary once again from album 1700 and The Great Mandela, The Wheel of Life, all about a draft resistor as well. That's on Warner Brothers Records. And before that, we heard from Country Joe McDonald and his group. Actually, he was just Joe McDonald at this point. Recorded back in 1965 in Berkeley, California, I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die Rag. That was the first recording of that classic tune, recorded at Chris Strachwitz's house. And he ended up holding the copyright for it. And between Joe and Chris, they made a little money on that tune. That's from the box set, This Ain't No Mouse Music, the story of Chris Strachwitz and our Hooli Records. And before that, we heard from Phil Oakes and What Are You Fighting For? From a collection called New Folks, the original New Folks on Vanguard Records. And we let off that set with Neil Young from 1971, recorded at Massey Hall, and we heard Ohio. That's on Reprise Records. I want to thank you all for letting me indulge myself this week and listen to some of the music that I remember from back during the Vietnam era. It was all very important to me at the time. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1741.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening.